Okay, quick. Stop what you're doing. Really. What's the temperature outside right now? My guess is you looked it up on your smartphone. Mine says it's 55 degrees in Concord. And I know because there's an app for that.
What's great about the iPhone is that if you want to check snow conditions on the mountain, there's an app for that. If you want to check how many calories are in your lunch, there's an app for that.
All this info is in the palm of our hands because of something called an app. That's really just a general term for a piece of software that's designed to do something specific. It doesn't really have to be on a phone or tablet computer. But that's where the growth is. And Luke Rabluski would know. He's CEO of an app development company in Silicon Valley.
Like today, there's 371,000 kids born per day. But there's about 3.6 million mobile devices entering the planet. There's an order of magnitude more mobile phones entering the planet per day than children.
In the geek community, Rabluski's best known for pushing his mobile-first philosophy. When the iPhone first hit the market in 2007, companies just tried to reverse-engineer their websites into mobile sites and apps. A lot still do. You've probably seen them. Slow, clunky, cluttered, and difficult to navigate on a small screen. At a 2010 conference in Seattle, Rabluski argued that with the explosion of mobile, it's worth it for companies to throw their effort and their cash into smartphone-friendly sites and apps.
The mobile web growth is outpacing desktop growth by about 8 times. And about a year and a half, maybe 2 years from now, smartphone sales are going to pass PC sales.
Actually, it happened just a few months after Rabluski's talk, and that's meant job growth in the app labor force. App developer is a broad category tracked by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here in New Hampshire, about 4,800 workers fall into that group. The state actually ranks 5th in the country for the proportion of people working under the app development umbrella. And that increasingly includes smartphone development.
There's beer and pizza. Help yourself.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
On a recent night in Portsmouth, a group of about 30 or so young techies gather in a big, funky open workspace called The Hive. There are some khakis and polo shirts popping out in the crowd, but they're far outnumbered by jeans and clever T-shirts. They're all here for a, well, I'll let event co-founder Alfonso Fabrega tell you.
So I'm not sure if we can say this, but it's the Make It Hapathon.
The goal is to build an app in 30 days. You can make apps for a phone one of two ways. You can use the coding languages for an iPhone or Android to customize it for that device. Or you can actually build it for the web and move it over to a phone, using more general coding languages. Either way, there's a lot to it. It's nothing for developers to take months, even a year, to create an app from scratch. The hapathon is a huge ask. Create a working prototype in your free time in a month. The attendees circulate around the room, pitching their projects.
I like your idea. That's great.
For something so small, the obvious question is, what takes so long? Depending on the project, coding can be really time-consuming. And even though the Bureau of Labor Statistics has a job category for application developers, it covers several positions with very different skill sets. So at the hapathon, a lot of people are going in front of the group pitching their ideas in the hope of enticing the right people to make a team.
You have the idea.
I'm a developer. I'm looking for a design UX.
Okay.
In tech circles, a developer does the coding and makes sure the stuff you can't see, like security and networking, run smoothly. A designer figures out how to make the app look good on a small screen. And then there's the user experience, or UX designer. That person's job is to get inside the head of a regular person to make sure the app design is intuitive and easy to use. Very few people can do all three jobs. But here in New Hampshire, Fabrega says the growing app development workforce just isn't turning out a lot of big-name, buzzy apps.
I see a lot of meetups and gatherings, especially of developers. The actual output, I'm not seeing as much. I think it's a percentage thing. I see stuff happening in Boston. Here, I think we're getting there. I think we're on the cusp. I think that very soon we're going to see it. Right now, what you're seeing is the energy before.
When the hapathon wrapped up, there were a small handful of working or semi-working prototypes. The winners took home low-tech trophies, gold-sprayed Pabst Blue Ribbon cans nailed to a piece of wood. Although it looks a bit different, that same push for expanding mobile is also happening in Manchester.
This is a couple million devices every day, mobile devices.
being activated, being turned on. That's true.
Recently,
that's
at the ABI Innovation Hub in downtown Manchester, app entrepreneur and designer Steve Street gave a presentation about the mobile-first philosophy. But unlike the group in Portsmouth, the crowd in Manchester is more traditional. Blazers and button-down shirts rule here. And it's not just the techies you'd expect in Manchester. With the increasing demand for mobile, application development has bled into some surprising arenas already. Lauren Fox is account director at WeDo in Manchester. The company does marketing and public relations, and app development has become a big part of its work.
It was one of those things that the last couple of years, it's picked up definitely. It's something that clients now know to ask for either by name or they've seen it and they want it. So I want that little icon on my phone that somebody's going to be able to just download and get to it and get to my app immediately.
It can easily cost companies $50,000 to $100,000 to commission a mobile app, and they don't necessarily pay off. Google's survey of American smartphone owners found that, on average, nearly three-quarters of apps downloaded were free. But that's not stopping developers in New Hampshire. Tomorrow, we take a closer look at the challenges and rewards of being a mobile app entrepreneur in the Granite State. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.